There's a very, very famous Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Kosai, and it is it's amazing what different Mefarshim do with it. Rashi tells us on the pasuk of Imbuchakosai Teilechu, if you walk in the ways of my statutes. So Rashi says, what is this referring to? So Rashi says it can't be referring to Kiyum Mitzvos, that the pasuk is going to say afterwards that a person has to observe the mitzvah. So what does the pasuk mean when it says that you should walk in Imbuchakosai Teilechu, you should walk with my chukim? That's a reference to you on Melim Batorah, that Rashi learns from here, that a person is not just supposed to learn, but a person has to learn with an extra kind of amelus. A person has to learn with an extra kind of diligence, with a focus, working in a very, very hard way, a certain kind of rigor. That's what Talmud Torah is really supposed to look like. Many of the Mefarshim point out, where do you see, or what is the significance of learning this idea of Shatiyu Amelim Batorah, specifically from the Pasuk, of Imbuchukosai Teilechu, walking in the ways of my statutes? What exactly is the significance of teaching it on this pasuk? So we're going to talk about one mahalach from the Or HaChaim, we'll talk about another ha'ara of the Babich Rebbe, and then we'll speak about a maimer of Rav Huttner's on Shavuos and Pachag Yitzchak. Hopefully it can all be very, very clear. The Or HaChaim has a very, very long piece on this pasuk. There's even a famous story as to why he has such a long piece in this pasuk. But the Or HaChaim, one of the things he says is that Imbuchukosai Teilechu, that the requirement to learn Torah with amelus in many ways is a chok. A chok is the kind of mitzvah that its ta'am is not yadua. It's a kind of mitzvah that it's hard to understand exactly what its reason is. Says the Or HaChaim, the mitzvah to learn is a mitzvah which we can't always really understand. How come, says the Or HaChaim? Because we assume in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav Paskins like this, even if a person already knows all of Torah, even if you already know it and I've mastered it, there's still a requirement to keep on learning. Says the Or HaChaim, on some level, that's like a chok. It's clearly not learning so I can acquire information or know what to do. I already know what to do. I've already mastered it. But on some level, there's something here. Says the Or HaChaim, in Bichukosai Teilechu, that a person should try. And a person has to learn, even if they already know it. Now, the Or HaChaim says something amazing. Says the Medrash tells us, though, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, in order to make learning always exciting for us, so he has us sometimes forget our learning. That sometimes the Medrash says that we forget our learning, it's so that we'll be able to now learn with a greater sense of excitement. Because when you already know something, it's not always as exciting. But if you're learning it for the first time, sometimes it gets a person to be a little bit more excited. So it says, now we're not supposed to proactively try and forget our learning, but it says the Or HaChaim, that it is a chok, and even if a person knows it, they really are supposed to continue to learn. But nevertheless, the way the Medrash takes care of us is that sometimes it makes it more exciting by having us forget some of the things that we've already learned. Oh my gosh, a new insight. It's something which can be very, very nice. The Lubavitcher Rebbe points out that the word bichukosai, chok, really has two sharashim. One is chok as far as a mitzvah which, with an unclear reason. That's what the Or HaChaim has, and Lubavitcher Rebbe thinks that's one shot. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe says that the word chok also comes from the word like chakika, to engrave. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe points out that the word to engrave, there's a difference between writing and engraving. When you write something down, it's nowhere near as difficult to do as actually engraving something. Not only is it harder to engrave something, but when you engrave something, you affect a much more substantive change in the item that you're engraving it in. So if I engrave something in a particular item, so I'm really changing it in a way which writing is a little bit more external. I write on top of the paper, I'm not actually carving out part of the paper itself. Lubavitcher Rebbe says that's why the pasuk of Amelus B'Torah, that's why the pasuk which teaches us the significance of working hard in Torah, is mentioned specifically in the context of Imbuchukosai Teilechu, to teach us that learning Torah is like chakika. What that means is it's sometimes harder than it may be otherwise, but it also transforms a person in a much more powerful way. That the chok is something which the chakika that takes place is something which is, as Lubavitcher Rebbe points out, is Ha'amol Torah chokek es libo shel adam. That even if you have a hard time connecting to things, even if I have a hard time being able to develop, sometimes amelus in Torah, working hard in Torah, can affect a certain kind of transformation on a person. So that's the Or HaChaim. The chok is learning even though we already know it. Although Baruch Hashem, the Medrash teaches us, we forget just that we can have a certain pleasure in learning. And Lubavitcher Rebbe points out that it's also Meleshon Chakika, which means that it does affect a certain kind of change. Rav Huttner has a Maimer in Pachet Zek and Shavuos, which is very, very beautiful, based on the Maharal in the beginning of this week's Parsha. The Maharal says that Shetiyu Amelim B'Torah, so let's not focus on the word Chok, let's focus on the word Teilechu. The Or HaChaim also picks up on this. But why is it Amel Spatora, working hard in Torah. What's the significance of saying it in terms of walking with my statutes? Where's the Amelas in regards to walking? So the Maral suggests in the Gor Aryeh, when a person, just like a person walks from place to place, it takes them from one makom to another makom. So Amelas also takes you from one place to a different place. Amelas also says the Maral, it's holich umamik tamid yoser mimash hisig berishona. You're always going to new places. When you engage in Amelas, you're always going to new places. You're always going somewhat deeper. So says the Maral in Gur Aryeh. It's why Amelas Batorah is, if you walk with me, walking takes you place to place. Amelas also takes you from one location to a new location. Rav Huttner writes in Pacha Yitzchak in Maimur Yudzayin, Rav Huttner says, I don't understand this Maral at all. Why are we making it sound like only Torah moves you? Only if you work hard in Torah? So that takes you to a deeper level. That moves you one step further. Isn't that true in all Midos? If you're working in many, many things, if you work really hard, it'll take you to new places. You'll be able to deepen it. You'll be able to accomplish new things. You'll be able to understand things better. Why does Maral make it sound, or why does Chumash make it sound like there's this unique idea of Amelus in Torah, that specifically Amelus in Torah has the ability to sort of take you to a new place? Isn't that true whenever you're working on something? So Rav Huttner offers the following suggestion. Rav Huttner says, in general, Amelus exists in many, many other areas of Torah, of mitzvos, of midos. It can exist in a lot of contexts. But, says Rav Huttner, there's a fundamental difference. In most areas of midos and character traits, when you work harder, so it will be better, but it's not going to be a fundamental shift. It's a better version of what you already have. So I work on X. If I work harder, it'll be a bit of a better version of that. I'll accomplish more. However, says Rav Huttner, when it comes to learning Torah, there's a qualitative difference between learning Torah regular and learning Torah ba'amelas. It is a shinoi b'mahus. It is a fundamental change. It's a fundamental change in the essence. It's a fundamental change in the essence of Torah when you learn it ba'amelas. Rav Huttner points out, we see this in a couple of different contexts, that learning Torah ba'amelas is a qualitatively different kind of Torah. One thing Rav Huttner points out is that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah that in the beginning of your learning, based on the Gemara and Kiddushin, you should make sure to divide up your time into three sections of learning, Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. You have to have equal sections in the beginning. But the Rambam writes that once you've mastered those things, you should really be spending kimat all your time in Gemara. What he means by Gemara is rigorous analysis, says the Rambam, a kind of Torah which is much more associated with Amelas. Because what do you see from the Rambam, says Rav Huttner? There, it's not just that there's like regular, it's not just Amelus is better, Amelus is qualitatively different. That I'm learning, in the beginning I have to master certain things to prepare me, to get me ready. It's almost like a machshir. For once a person can do it, once you've got enough, then Lima Torah ba'amelus is what a person should really be doing, because it's not just, as Rav Huttner, a better form. It's a qualitatively different type of Torah. Rav Huttner goes one step further to really connect it a little bit more to Shavuos in a very powerful way. Rav Huttner points out that if you, based on the Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daf Chav Beis, based on the Psak and some of the Rishonim, that the kind of Torah that's learned by Amelas is the kind of Torah that is similar to the Torah we received at Har Sinai. The Gemara tells in Brachos and Daf Chav Beis that the Torah was given over, Be'ema, Be'yira, Be'reses, Uvezeya, was given over with a certain intense kind of passion, of awe and fear and awesomeness in terms of what's being given over when Torah was originally given over. And Rav Huttner suggested, and he thinks Rav Mina is even the halacha, that if you stam learn Torah and you're not working as hard, so that's called a mitzvah and it's good learning. But the only kind of Torah which is really like the Torah of Maimed Har Sinai, the only kind of Torah which is really recreating that full experience, the awesomeness of Torah, the incredible power of Torah, is a Torah which is there by Amelas. Rav Huttner suggests that learning Torah with Amelas is a fundamentally different kind of Talmud Torah. It's a Talmud Torah in which you're tapping into a Torah that's similar to when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. This full experience of not being passive, but being actively engaged and actively involved in the world of Torah. So we spoke about a very famous Rashi. Rashi teaches us that a person should be Amelim B'Torah. We learn from the Sikh Parsha. In B'chukosai Teilechu, to work hard in Torah. But many of the Farshim question, why are we learning it specifically from this Pasuk? In B'chukosai Teilechu. Where's the hint to the significance of Amelis B'Torah? So in B'chukosai, says the Orach Chaim, it's a chok. It's something which is sometimes hard to understand, because if you already know it, you still have to learn. It's something which for the Baba Cherebi also references chakika, a certain kind of engraving. When you learn Torah by Amelas, it's harder, but it also transforms you. It's a transformation of the object that is when you're chokeg. In this case, it transforms us when we work very hard. For Rav Huttner, what about the telechu? So the Maharal says, just like whenever you walk from place to place, also when you learn, it's taking you from darga to darga, from madrega to madrega, to go to new places. Ask Rav Huttner, isn't that true always that when you work hard, you're going to go to deeper places? As a footnote, it's always true that working hard will make things better. But when you learn Torah with Amelus, that affects a qualitatively different kind of Talmud Torah. We're not here talking about the effect on you. We're talking about the quality of Talmud Torah that takes place. The ultimate goal the Rambam describes is a Torah which is a Torah of Amelus. And the only kind of Torah which is Kinnisinasa, which is a Torah like it was given at Matan Torah, is a Torah which is given over Be'ema, Be'yir, Be'reses, Uvezeya, with a certain kind of intense emotional engagement. One of the things that we do on Shavuos is not just learn Torah, but we try on Shavuos to recreate elements of the Torah of Maimon Har Sinai. There are those Achorim who suggest the Kriyas HaTorah of Shavuos is a Kriyas HaTorah, not just of learning, but a Kriyas HaTorah where we're trying to recreate what took place in Maimon Har Sinai. That's why some of the custom, and here says Debra, some maybe even Dafkan Shavuos, to stand for Kriyas HaTorah like we stood at Maimon Har Sinai, to be able to do that. Maybe Bizocha to always learn Torah with Amelas, maybe Bizocha to have the Orach Chaim's problem of just knowing everything and therefore it being a bit of a chok, maybe Zochah Filavitch Rebbe to be able to have it feel like it's engraving and really transforming us, and for Rav Huttner to be able to experience a Torah, Kinesi Nasa, which is a Torah that is done with pure Amelas Shkayach.